The EPA says the Clean Water Act violations by both companies affected Arctic wetlands that support wildlife like caribou, ptarmigan, and geese. EPA spokesman Mark McIntyre says the North Slope is one of the harshest environments where companies operate in Alaska. It's also one of the most ecologically sensitive.
We know that the tundra is kind of like a big sponge and is completely overlaying water that drains off and runs to various tributaries, to rivers, and then rivers to the sea.
Hillcorp had a breach in a production line in its Milne Point field. The leaky pipeline caused nearly 10,000 gallons of crude oil and water to spill onto about an acre of land. The company will pay $100,000 to the EPA. BP will pay $30,000 in federal penalties for spilling 700 gallons of waste onto 33 acres of tundra and gravel pad. That spill was caused by a frozen rupture in one of the company's lines in Prudhoe Bay. McIntyre says spill cleanup on the North Slope can be complicated by winter weather. Hillcorp response crews had to struggle through blizzard conditions, while BP workers had to remove acres of contaminated snow.
A lot of times, frankly, these spills happen at the worst time of the year, when it's the coldest, when it's the darkest, when it's really puts people at risk in terms of responding and trying to fix things when they spill. So it's really in nobody's interest to have anything spill.
Neither company agreed to interviews about the incidents. Both sent prepared statements. Hillcorp spokeswoman Lori Nelson says it's proud of its response to the spill and inspected other similar pipeline sections as a result of the incident, while BP spokeswoman Don Patience says the company has worked to strengthen safety and risk management. EPA relies on the companies to report the spills. After the agency notifies a company it's considering a fine, McIntyre says the companies get the chance to weigh in.
They come in and negotiate with us, and we end up at a final penalty.
Each case is resolved differently. Sometimes the money goes to the state, sometimes to the federal government. In BP's case, the company will pay $30,000 in penalties directly to a federal fund that's used to pay for cleanup when spills occur and the responsible party is either unknown or refuses to pay. BP also settled its case with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation after its spill. It will pay the state $100,000. Hillcorp could still face further fines from its Milne Point spill. A spokeswoman from DEC says the state is investigating the incident and its case is still open. Both companies have reported dozens of spills in Alaska since 2014, but most of the discharges are minute amounts of fuel or oil field chemicals. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.